I don't think he ever thought to combine the two. It would make the music about him rather than about sounds. Usually not. Yes. It depends on the question. I maintain that he disliked neither, and am prepared to back that up with lengthy quotes, if pressed. I believe so. People sounds. No. Mathematics. What is a
nothing
word?
Laundry
comes from nothing. Have no idea. Too many words. No. He was the first postmodern composer. Cage is a word deli slicer with extra pickles. Hard to say. I did not know he ever started it. Cage preferred the answers without any questions. No. I think the score specifies it is for any instruments. Ich glaube, das muss anders buchstabiert sein. I think the score specifies it as for any instrument. We can't say it doesn't. John Cage knows. John Cage knows. John Cage knows. I don't think so. He has written that he tested them on himself. Usually. Cage liked tape recorders better. Cage liked Thoreau better. John Cage knows. No. Cage preferred the digital jukeboxes set on random play.
Yes.
get thee to a nunnery. Because this is a deliberate choice, so why go on to resolve it? Probably. We don't need any more of that than we already have, and sure as hell, don't need John Cage doing it. Oh yeah. When needed, sure. That's a really, really good question. I'd like to say yes, but not entirely sure. This deeply disturbs me. Both. Ask Merce Cunningham. They're not really trying. I would almost think that if one answers even any of these questions, that the nature, Buddhist, vegetarian, human, absurd, would be lost. Opening brackets, question, does a dog have Buddhist nature? Close brackets. They can be meaningful, depending on the meaning we place in them. Yes. Because his work was not daily life. Is it? Cage wrote, 4 minutes 33 seconds is true and not dependent on Webern or Satie. 4 minutes 33 seconds would have been written without the existence of Cage. Cage's sound universe was infinite, so predictable sounds form an infinitely small fraction of the total, so he assumed this to be zero. This is a pragmatic and realistically unbiased approach, unlike Zorn's.